for you fuckers, tell me what do you know? A lot of faggot middle class kids wearing long hair and trendy clothes. Look, I'm not your fucking parents and I'm sick of uptight hippies coming knocking at me door with a fucking peace symbol. Get this fat fat, I don't owe you fuckers anything and all I got to say is fuck you. Sky is blue. And Mick Jagger, I think that Mick's a joke with all his stupid faggot dancing. I always did. Wiggling his ass, you know, it's just a lot of bullshit. And where does he come off saying all those tarty things about the Beatles? When every fucking thing we ever did, Mick tried to copy. And you know, he even wrote his second fucking record for him. No, the Stones aren't in the same fucking class as the Beatles, either music-wise or power-wise. They never ever were. Paul said he hated Yoko. Tell me, why should Yoko have to take that kind of shit? Shit from those fucking sons of bitches. George said she gave up evil vibes. I should have beat the fucking shit right out of him. Him with his fucking Hare Krishna. Me auntie, she tore up me fucking poems. She just threw the bastards out. I can't forgive her cause she didn't treat me like a fucking genius. Look, you bastards, I'm a genius. Like Shakespeare, I'm Beethoven, I'm Van Gogh. Don't you dare criticize my work. No, Lori Kyoko was one of the fucking best rock and roll records ever made. I'm a fucking artist, I'm sensitive as shit. I throw up before I go on stage. I can make a guitar speak. If I could be a fisherman, I would, but I can't because I'm a fucking genius. I was a walrus, Paul wasn't a walrus. I was just saying that to be nice, but I was actually the walrus. Even that rubbish he's been singing, Eastman was an animal. A fucking stupid middle class pig. I won't let fucking animals like that near me. Yoko is a supreme intellectual. I'll tell you why nobody likes her music. Because she's a woman and she's oriental, that's why. Where are you, mother? They're trying to crucify me. Genius is pain. Genius is pain.
move like this, you move like that. Kick off your shoes, take off your hat. Shake your love, shake your love tonight. Shake your love, shake your love tonight. Take a step, take a chance. Shake your hips, learn to dance. Shake your love, no. Shake your love tonight. Shake your love, shake your love tonight.
Well, if it isn't my old pals again, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, welcome to the Bitslap. I'm your genial host, KBC, and today we're going to take a little tour around my record collection, because thanks to the WFMU Record Fair, I was able to add to it. Much to my wife's dismay. But she doesn't have to listen to this. You do. We started with the National Lampoon from Radio Dinner. The Magical Misery Tour, performed ably there by Tony Hendra, one of the editors of the magazine. Written and, I believe, produced by Christopher Guest. Part of the National Lampoon Radio Hour thing. After that, Jonathan Edwards. And his interpretation of Nola, old song. Jonathan Edwards was actually Paul Weston, who really knew how to play a piano. And I would think that you really, really have to know how to play in order to screw up like that. Because otherwise, it's just normal, right? Like, if I played piano like that, you'd say, oh, well, that figures. Following that, the Scratch Band, When We Dance. The Scratch Band was an early incarnation of a band that contained, or tried to contain, at least, Mr. G.E. Smith, former husband of Gilda Radner and music director of the Saturday Night Live Orchestra back in the old days. One of the biggest posers of all times, but he sure could play that guitar. And then the Car Song from Woody Guthrie, from a whole bunch of kids' songs that Woody did, mostly with his kids in mind, Arlo. He had a lot of kids, and he wrote those songs for them. There's all kinds of good little songs for kids from Woody. So stay with me. I'm sharing my deepest, most intimate vinyl musings with you today. Hope you enjoy them. And here comes some more. This one you'll recognize.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. over with me. Come and tell over with me. Come and tell over with me. Come and tell over with me. Can your monkey do the bird now? Can your monkey do the bird now? Or can your monkey do the bird now? Or can your monkey do the bird? The thing that bothers me most is nothing that can make a difference. But you know what I'm talking about. It's you with your hand all over your eyes. And it's you without a skirt that's built to your size. But you know, I say you know what I'm talking about. I got a cousin, Mary Lou. Uh-huh.
If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. Does your heart beat like mine? Does it beat so fast as if you had too much wine? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. When you kneel, everything is so clear. When you smile, I feel like I'm in need. When you're here, I feel so good. Yes, oh, yes, you know. Should I still be happy, or should I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. When you're near, everything is so clear. When you smile, I feel like I'm in need. When you're here, I feel so good. Yes, oh, yes, you know. Should I still be happy, or should I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. When you're here,
old days we had them sambas and rumbas and that bunny hug. Dad had a rhythm that beat your brains out. Calypso. Will you shut up? Everybody. What's the matter? Ain't there no privacy anymore? Give me them good old gas lights and rocking chairs. Want to pull a tooth? Go to a barber. Those were the days. Merengue. I can remember when it was a pie. Calypso. Will you shut up? Penicillin. Wonder drugs. It's a wonder you're alive with all them needles and jabbing holes into you. Take a good stiff drink today, it comes shooting out of your hips like Niagara Falls. All day, all night. Can't even get a good night's rest anymore. Calypso. Will you quiet down? Double ring ceremonies. Oh, they really spring the booby trap on you these days, don't they? Sunken living rooms. Suppose there's a flood. Drive-in movies. Drive-in the Roxy. See what they do to you. Mama look at boo-boo. In my time, the only one Mama ever looked at was Papa. Calypso. Will you shut your yap? Orlon sweaters. Put one on, you get electrocuted. Canned beer. Hoo-hoo. Chug-a-lug with a keg or a barrel with a guy underneath grabbing at the drippings. That's my kind of world. Yes, sirree, Bob. Tally me banana. You mind changing your direction? Unbreakable glass. You hit a guy with a bottle, you vibrate for an hour. CinemaScope. Nickelodeons. Calypso. How about a nice sandwich? Aspirins. What's the matter? Afraid of a good headache? Take your mind off your worries. Diners, clubs. You gotta join a club to eat. In the old days, load up on that free lunch, slop it up till you drop, unattached. Today you gotta join a society to buy a book. Shaving in taxis. In the old days, you get your girl in the back of a taxi, didn't do no shaving.
There's ladies present, pal.
Oh, where are those men-only joints? Chlorophyll. The next thing you know, they'll be injecting air wick into salami. Everybody. Nobody. Calypso. Automatic wristwatches. What's the matter with a cuckoo clock? Too corny for you? Cunning little bird comes out every hour on the hour, honking his brains out, drive you crazy after a while, but it was honest. Somewhere there's a million cuckoos looking for a hole in the clock. That thought ever occur to you? Ballpoints. I hear one more guy clicking his ballpoint in the movie house, I croak him. Boy, am I glad that jazz is over with. My song's next, ain't it?
It's your dime.
Ah, now this is music.
Okay, big beginning there, folks. For you, today here with me on the Bitslap. We're cruising through some of my records. I do this so that I can clear them, so that I can bring them to the next WFMU record fair and sell them back at large, obscene profits. We started with the Grateful Dead from their very first album called, guess what? The Grateful Dead. Maybe they didn't think they were going to be around long enough for a second. I don't know. But that was Viola Lee Blues, and I don't think they've ever come close to anything like that in the years since. That's my favorite record of theirs. I'm sure there's all kinds of people out there who disagree. So let's just save some time and trouble and admit that I'm right. It was the best album ever, and we'll let it go at that. Following that, Pete Townsend from something called Lifehouse. Lifehouse was intended to be the follow-up to Tommy. It was kind of a rock opera thing, but I guess he gave up on it and made the tracks into Who Cuts and put them on other albums like Who's Next. That was, of course, Won't Get Fooled Again. After that, The Naz from Philadelphia, Todd Rundgren's first group, and that was two songs that will always remain together in my mind. That was Hang On Paul and Kitty Boy from the red vinyl version of that album, not the black one. Please, nothing but the best for you guys. And then the New York Rock and Roll Ensemble, kind of an obscure 60s bunch from band belonged to Michael Kamen. Michael Kamen is still up to his elbows in the music scene, mostly classical and soundtracks, etc. And that was Monkey. Can the Monkey Do the Bird? Following that, The Persuasions, I'll Be Forever Loving You. A little journey into the world of the a cappella. And then Eddie Lawrence, straying off of his old philosopher shtick. That was Lord Bellyache.
Rock and roll.
Well, I got more rock and roll for you coming up. You'll have to decide whether you like it or not. So let me just remind you that you can contact me at kbcradio@hotmail.com. And any requests, suggestions, you know, temporary restraining orders, things like that, you can get them to me there if you would. And let's just go back to what do we got lined up? Oh, here's a band that was known for something else, and this is kind of a surprise from them. A band called Paper Lace.
To find the happiness I see. an old Australian stockman, a rock band, trying but dying. They get themselves up onto their collective elbows, revert to their 60s instrumentation, and they try again. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. All together now, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if those stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. All together now, with a word she can get what she came for. And it makes me wonder, how does that affect you, blokes?
Ooh, and it makes us wonder.
That's interesting, that, yeah. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. All together now.
'Cause you know sometimes words have two meanings.
A lot of words have two meanings. Like in this song, the word to buy, buying a stairway to heaven. Bought. Oh, no, that's brought, isn't it, that one? Well, there's lots of words have two meanings. In the tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. All together now.
Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Misgiven? Just change instruments now. Thank you very much. Misgiven, ladies and gentlemen. Is it nice to have your name mentioned in the song? Yeah, isn't it good? Lovely lady. There on the free trembler. Good one. Can I change it just again? Thank you. Nearly finished. There's a lady I'm sure that I mentioned before. Yeah, oh, did you? And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
All together now.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven. And it makes me wonder. Ooh, and it makes us wonder. Ooh, and it makes us wonder. It makes us wonder.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground, it's the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird, but there's a new sound. It's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground is a sound that's made by worms.
Thank you. son of millions.
Huh? Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, who said that? Harry? Is that you?
Son of millions.
It's not funny, man. What is this, sort of what is this, some kind of... Where'd you get all those sound effects from?
RCA Records and Tapes.
Okay, if you'd like to sing along with this song, please go right ahead, but please do it out there. I've got important things to talk about here, so if you don't mind, just sit down, shut up, and listen. Ooh, wow. You know, it feels good to say things like that. I didn't mean you, of course. I meant somebody else, somewhere else. Pay no mind. Don't take it personally, okay? We began that set with... What did we begin with? Oh, where's my list? Here it is. We started with Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek from Paper Lace. Paper Lace... probably best known for The Night That Chicago Died. I always like that song a lot, and I think I'm one of about 8 people in the whole world who does. So I won't bore you with it yet. Be good. I'm warning you. And then Weird Al Yankovic, Smells Like Nirvana. Of all the satire versions he's ever done, I think that one was one of the best. But that's me, right? And then Stairway to Heaven from Rolf Harris, the timey kangaroo down guy. And if you're all really, really, really bad, Santa Claus is going to tell me, and in your stocking is going to be a bit slap of versions of Stairway to Heaven. So behave. After that, the Muppets, there's a new sound. And that, of course, was Scooter. I don't know what the hell Scooter is. Is he a dog? Is he a cat? Is he a camel? Is he a horse? I don't know. But his voice is supplied to us by Richard Hunt. So there you go. And then we heard from the Electric Prunes from what I'm pretty sure is their first record before Kenny Loggins joined them. And that was Hideaway. That's the record that has Too Much to Dream on it. And then Harry Nilsson, Take 54. I sang my balls off for you, baby. And I think you can count on one thumb the number of songs that have their own commercial built into it. And that was it. So, all right, we're done. We're done. You can come out, little people. Of course, I do have one more for you that you'll probably recognize. But first, I want to let you know that next week we'll be having the beginning of our holiday decline here. We'll have our annual Thanksgiving Day dinner. So bring your appetite, bring a bottle of wine or something. And then we'll go into the Christmas spin. We'll have about 4 Christmas shows before 2010 comes along and gets us all thinking from scratch. So please have a good week. And I will see you next time. Behave yourself, because Santa Claus is watching and he's talking to me. Bye.
This is You TV, for you, the viewer. The Howl of the Wolf Movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars. This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness, with Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bertman as Mudhead.
He's a spy and a girl delighter. Porgy, firefighter, he's a student like you. If you're looking for a captain of the ring ball team, you can bet he won't be there. You'll find him popping off at Pop's Sodium Shop to trin a red she tie a biter, just a student like you.
Like me?
Just a student like you.
Stop singing and finish your homework.
Just a student like you.
Adolf, come and get it. Your clam cakes are getting damp.
10-4, Eleanor.
Whew. Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
You sit down, Father, and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon, I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get some work out of that boy of yours, I can have the bunker finished by election day. Where is Porgy, anyway?
He's up in his room, helping Porcelain make the bed.
Oh, Porgy! Oh, my!
Porgy! Porgy, tell
you about it! He's coming, Mother!
He's so good with the servants, Fred.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolf.
Bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, sir.
Oh, hot dog! Groat cakes again. Heavy on the 30 weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Aw, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Look at the time. Boy. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
Gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Oh, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're unnatural.
Don't wolf your food.
Oh, there's Mudhead. Graduation, here I come. So long, Dad.
Keep flying.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Come on, step on it, Mudhead.
Oh, I'd love to, Porgy, but I got my two tones through the floorboard already.
Well, okay, then we could take the shortcut through Frogtown.
All right, we could stop off at Pop's and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
Not now, Mudhead. They need me at the last meeting of the Philatelist Club.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, Mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
That's in the rumble seat. Want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody at Moore Science High is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you gonna do tomorrow after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Boo put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Boo?
Thank you, fellow kids.
Quiet.
In addressing for the assembly this morning, thank you. I am recalling the words of the founder of Moore Science High School, Eukaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands. Knowledge for the people, he said. Give them a light, and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy a rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
Eat it!
You bet.
Eat it raw!
Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirits we have here. Okay, so come on, kids. Line up, sign up, and re-enlist today. Because we need more schooling for more students for Moore Science High. Thank you. Fuck you, too.
So you see, Mudhead, it's like the pooper said.
With counter-subversive educational priorities the way they are, well, it really helps our side to re-enlist.
Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, hell no. Right after I graduate, I'm going to cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
Hey, look, Porgy!
Watch it!
Where are you going to graduate from?
Holy mudhead, Mackerel. More science high. It's disappeared.
Good Peter, except you seem to lose the reality.